السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا وطبيب قلوبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضى وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن، ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My most respected elders, dear brothers and young friends, let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. The ayat sharifa that we have been given tawfiq and ability to recite and to listen to is a verse in Surah An-Naml, verse number 19. And it is the dua and the supplication of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed with the kingship of the entire world. The historians write that there were very few people, approximately 3 or 4 people, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the kingship of the entire earth. And among them, one of them was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Surah An-Naml, wherein this ayat is contained, is the surah of the ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem brings different signs and different dynamics to explain His greatness and His oneness. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expresses His greatness through the smallest of creatures, through the ant, through the mosquito, through a grain, through a drop. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, then He expresses His grandeur through the heavens, through the malaika, and through the greatest of creations. And this is the beauty of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate Al-Quran. In the month of Ramadan, a very beautiful atmosphere we all enjoyed. The atmosphere of the Quran Al-Kareem, to recite the Quran Al-Kareem, to listen to the Quran Al-Kareem, and importantly, to be able to attach ourselves in a manner that we feel and we understand the message of Quran Al-Kareem. This is one desire and one fulfillment that we all must try to endeavor and achieve. And that is to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of Quran Al-Kareem. So in this ayah, in this verse, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam makes 3 supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this aspect of dua and supplication is something also we at times do not give it its due position and due importance. Dua, we know everyone speaks about dua, make dua for me. We must make dua. Dua is a sunnah. Dua will help. Dua will remove. Dua will bring. We all have this understanding in aqidah and yaqeen. According to the commentators of the Hadith Sharif, on the day of Qiyamah, every dua that a person made in his life will be brought forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show a person all the du'as that he made. Every du'a that a person made will be brought in front of a person. Sometimes we feel that I'm making du'a, but nothing is happening. Recently one person mentioned, Mawlana, so much of du'a is being made, but nothing is changing. So sometimes we have this perception that du'a is being made, but we're not seeing any effect of the du'a, or we don't see an outcome of the du'a. However, du'a is something that we should have iltizam with. In other words, it is a hukam, and it is an exercise, and it is an activity that we should do continuously without focusing on any tangible outcome or result. And this is the case with our a'mal and our deeds also. When a person does good deeds and a'mal, then a person should not wait for an outcome or a result. That all these good deeds that I am doing, I must see a dream, or I must be able to see an increase in my income, or I must enjoy a certain privilege or something that I am aspiring for. That is not the purpose of good deeds. The purpose of good deeds is the rada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to acquire Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's happiness, pleasure and acceptance. Thereafter, if there is a secondary benefit in a good deed, a subsidiary benefit, a person's hifazah takes place, a person sees increase in his ilm, in his rizq, in his sustenance, in his understanding, he sees betterment in his life, improvement through good deeds, then this is known as jaza'ul a'mal. This is the benefit of good deeds. But this is not the objective and the purpose of good deeds. So in a similar manner, when dua is being made, dua must be made because a person is asking from the door of dua. He has come to the door of dua. He has engaged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his door, through his medium, through the channel of communication. So on the day of Qiyamah, this person will be shown every dua that he made, and a person will also be shown the outcome of every dua. A person will be shown the outcome of every dua. That a certain dua you made, the outcome of it was that what you had asked for, what you had made supplication for, Allah blessed you with it. On another occasion, a person made a dua, and he did not see any outcome or manifestation in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy blessed that person with something that was an unseen ni'mat, an unseen favor. Allah gave him hidayat and guidance, protected him from something wrong, from a misfortune. And on another occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the dua of that person, the supplication of that person, and Allah deferred it to the hereafter. In simple terms, we'll say Allah banked it. Allah invested it for the person. The commentators of Hadith Sharif mention that when this person will see the outcome of du'as that have been deferred for the hereafter, he will then sigh and say, "Oh Allah, you should have invested all my du'as for this place." Because the reward and the manifestation of that du'a in the akhirah will be of such a measure that a person will desire that every dua was kept for the hereafter in the akhirah. Whereas in this world, we desire every dua to be accepted here. We want to see the outcome and the result of every dua. So therefore, this aspect of dua is something that we must give due importance to. And we should be constantly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice upon it, persevere upon it, and never become complacent with dua, and never become despondent with dua also. In fact, if any negative despondency comes into our mind, then we should try to repel that despondency by making repetitive dua. That dua for which we are feeling despondency, continue making the dua repeatedly. In that manner, we will be able to repel that negative thought that is coming as far as dua is concerned.
So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Nabi of Allah alayhi salam is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, enable me, guide me, give me the inspiration. This is what أَوْزِعْنِي means. To do what? أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. That I become a grateful servant to you. I must become someone who is in constant gratitude of your favors upon me. Such a beautiful lesson in a supplication. That a faithful believer is a grateful believer. And this is also another important aspect of our life, because today with the conditions that we find around us, we know how much of difficulty and suffering there is around the world and also in our own community. Some of the communities at the moment which we have visited, people are without water and still suffering the consequences of what had happened a month ago. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. So this aspect of being grateful amidst difficulty and turbulence and turmoil in all conditions, because when we look at our true status and position, then we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies are continuous upon us and they are unending. This aspect about enabling and requesting for guidance, the Anbiya alayhi salam and our Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the importance of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for support and guidance in our a'mal and in our actions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he made an effort to achieve anything, he complemented it with a dua. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made shukr, he said, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. When we make dhikr, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. And O Allah, grant me, enable me, and give me guidance to complete good actions and amal saliha. Let me become a virtuous, grateful person. So one is we make shukr, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's enablement towards the completion of our actions and our a'mal. And that is why we find one of the most frequently made du'as, the most purposeful du'a that each and every person makes. We all make it. Every day. All the time. We may be subconscious about it, but we are making that du'a all the time. Right in the beginning of the Quran al-Kareem, in every rakat of every salah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, enable me, inspire me, guide me to the path of righteousness and guidance. Quran al-Kareem, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really grant us understanding, Allah enable us, Allah grant us ability. That its profoundness, its depth and its beauty is such that we will, if we really immerse ourselves in Quran al-Kareem, we will have not much time to laugh and spare, but we will only marvel and we'll cry over the Quran al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is in Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is the most profound surah of the Quran Al-Kareem. It is the most read surah of the Quran Al-Kareem. It is perhaps the easiest surah of the Quran Al-Kareem. It is the most sacred chapter of the Quran Al-Kareem. And the entire Quran is the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha. It is the secret of the Quran Sharif. There is so much that can be said about Surah Al-Fatiha alone. And in this there is another mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that something that is most valuable, most sacred, most cherished, most relished, Surah Al-Fatiha, Normally when something is more valuable, its acquisition becomes more difficult. The higher the value of something, the more difficult it is to acquire. The more pricey it is. The more difficult and complicated it is to acquire it. Allah's mercy upon us is such that that which is most precious, most valuable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it most easy. And that is why deen and Islam and this way that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with is most precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is most valuable. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it most easy. Deen is not difficult. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, in his compilation of hadith, he has brought an entire bab and a chapter. Ad-deenu yusru. The deen is easy. And he brings all the ahadith that show how easy deen is. So, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us towards the straight path. Is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And this guidance that we are asking Allah Rabbul Alameen is the most integral, or perhaps we can use the word, the most required need of the spirituality of a person. Just as oxygen is the most required need for a person's subsistence and survival, in a very similar way, guidance and hidayat is the most important ingredient and requirement for a person's spiritual subsistence. And therefore, we ask for it all the time, and we ask for it in every salah. I read something very beautiful and I'll share it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice. The power of the spirituality of Surah Fatiha is such that when a person is performing salah, one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Ash-Shifa. And the commentators write that this shifa is not only for physical ailments. Normally we recite Surah Fatiha when a person is unwell, we blow in the water, we make the person drink. This is one usage of the Quran Al-Kareem and Surah Al-Fatiha. But a more profound and greater use of Surah Al-Fatiha, an effect of Surah Al-Fatiha, is spiritual remedy. So therefore, when the Imam recites Surah Al-Fatiha in the Salah, make the niyat and the intention of spiritual purification, of cleanliness of the heart, of purification of a person's a'mal and deeds. Inshallah, with every rakat of Salah, a person will derive purification and cleanliness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us our cleanliness and our purification. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardah. This guidance and this enabling and this inspiration is to what end? What do we want from it? What do we want to enable? What do we want it to enable us towards? An a'mala salihan tardah. That, oh Allah, you grant me the tawfiq and the ability and the guidance to do a'mal saliha, and such a'mal, such good deeds, tardahu, that will please you. Meaning, that will be accepted by you. This aspect of a'mal saliha is something which we saw the benefit and the effect of it in the month of Ramadan, when the goodness of good deeds brought so much of goodness in the hearts of everyone. When we are fasting and reciting Quran al-Kareem and engaging in Taraweeh Salah, a process of transformation was taking place. And that was the transformation of a person's inner self, the removal of those things which were unpleasant, undesirable, and the process of tahliya, the immersement of those things that are noble and that are pleasant. That's basically the process of Ramadan, the process of transformation. And that is what a'mal saliha do for a person. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُزْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Hasanat and good deeds repel and ward off those things that are evil, that are wrong, that are unpleasant. So the Nabi of Allah, alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, is saying, oh Allah, grant me that enablement and that ability that will give me those good deeds that will please you. And therefore in Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave us as ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Allah defines the path for us. That you are asking to be guided on a path. Which path? Whose path? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those who you have favored, O Allah. That's the path that we want to, we want Allah to include us in. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us into the fold of the favored. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The question then arises, who are the favored? We are asking for Allah's favors, and we are asking Allah ta'ala to enter us into those who are favored, and now we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us who are the favored. Subhanallah. The beauty of Quran al-Kareem. It dazzles the mind. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Those who follow the guidance of Allah, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqeem, the path of good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ. They will be the ones who will be entered into the fold who Allah has favored. Subhanallah. May Allah enter us into the fold of the favored. Allah always keep His favors upon us. Especially the favor of guidance and hidayat. We can have all the ni'mats and comforts of this world. But if it is not accompanied with guidance, is not accompanied with the favor of direction and hidayah, then that ni'mat and that bounty has no substance. And it has no value. And you see it around the world all the time. People have everything, but they have nothing. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this favor of guidance and hidayat all the time. So who are these people? Allah says, An-Nabiyyin, the messengers. No one can enter the fold of the messengers, because those are elected by Allah. They are specially selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second category is As-Saddiqeen. Yes, the truthful. Those who are genuine, those who are true, those who are faithful. And a person who does good deeds and perseveres upon good deeds sincerely, with genuineness, with sidq and honesty. Because a person can do good deeds with many motives, with with many different intentions, with many different ideas. And we know what those could be. But Allah says the siddiqeen are those who are true and faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their intentions, in their minds, and with what idea they do good deeds. As-Siddiqeen. The truthful and the honest. Wa-Shuhada. Shuhada is generally translated as the martyrs. But every person who is a witness to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a shaheed. He bears testimony to the oneness of Allah, to the greatness of Allah, to the grandeur of Allah. That person is a shaheed. He's a bearer of the testimony. He's giving expression to the oneness of Allah through his a'mal saliha, through his good deeds. He becomes a shaheed. Wa-shuhada. And was-salihin. The salihin are the pious, the righteous, the ones who do good deeds. And further the commentators explain that let's not leave it on the surface that salihin is just the pious and the good. But are those people who are continuously, constantly, concertedly, purposefully rectifying themselves, reforming themselves, remedying themselves, healing themselves, as-salihin. So therefore, Sulaiman alayhi salam's dua, وَأَنَا عَمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And oh my Allah, enter me and admit me, enroll me, include me, بِرَحْمَتِكَ, surely through your mercy, only through your mercy, فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, in the fold of the salihin, the righteous and the pious. And those who are constantly concerned about their rectification and their remedy. There is no complacency when it comes to islah and reformation and improvement and correctness. We are all continuously evolving and in a process of transformation. No person has reached any point of completion. There is no completion in iman. There is no completion in reformation. There is no point, there's no ceiling. No person can fold his arms and say that I've done it and I'm complete and I'm so pious and I'm so great that I have everything. And now there's nothing more to be achieved or done. Rather, the more a person excels in his transformation and in his rectification, the more a person sees the need for islah and reformation. The more a person aligns himself with guidance and with truth and with honesty and with testimony and with the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person finds himself in a state of need and in a state of want as far as these ni'mats and favors are concerned. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Through the barakah of sitting in this masjid, which is known as Masjid al-Salihin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us into the fold of the Salihin, inshaAllah. Whatever good work and effort was made in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it weigh heavy on our scales. May Allah Rabbul Alameen make it a means of our transformation, our islah, of our reformation. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala constantly make us from among those who seek guidance and who follow guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the benefit of this dua of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, that Allah ta'ala admits us into the fold of the shakirin. An ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us into the fold of the maqbulin. Wa na'amala salihan tarda. That Allah include us into those who you have accepted. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us into the fold of the salihin, those who are constantly striving with good actions and amal and are admitted into the fold of the righteous. Because another commentary of this ayah also, and his time has expired, and I will just make this point and conclude, that no person will enter into Jannah and paradise and acquire salvation based on his deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif addressed the Sahaba and he said that you will enter Jannah with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not based on your deeds. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wala ana. Not even me. I will not enter Jannah based on my actions and my amal. I will enter Jannah purely based on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us and guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana.